Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. 2020 has certainly been an eventful year for hurricanes and tropical storms. In fact, we narrowly missed record numbers on multiple metrics. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
One of those was the number of hurricanes in the Atlantic in a single season. We had 13 hurricanes this year, the record of 15 set back in the previous record-setting season of 2005 still stands. Another record that was narrowly missed is the U.S. hurricane landfalls. We had six of those in 2020. The record set way back in 1887 of seven hurricanes still stands.
As many of you already know, five of those six hurricanes this year made landfall along the Gulf Coast.
Looking at those six hurricanes that struck the United States, five of them made landfall along the Gulf Coast, while we had one, Isaias, making landfall along the Atlantic coast.
The location of these hurricanes is also not all that much different from that record-breaking year.
Kind of interesting to note that in that record-setting year of 1887, all seven of those hurricanes made landfall on the Gulf Coast of the United States.
Will climate change continue to increase the frequency of these hurricanes in the future? Well, many agricultural scientists are looking for ways to make our ag industry more resilient to these extreme conditions. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.